IR Communities, thank you so much for listening. Appreciate your time today. We're very excited to welcome to the phone line Dan McGowan, the Northeast Program Coordinator for the Mattress Recycling Council. It's great to have you here.
Great to be here, Renee. Thank you so much for having me.
You know, when we think of recycling, we think of bags, cans, you know, boxes. Sometimes we don't put our mattresses in that category. So tell us what's going on.
Yeah, well, we certainly wouldn't want them in the blue bin at the end of the street. Happy to be here to talk about the program and let your listeners know, you know, if they're not aware of us, that there's likely a very local drop-off spot available to them to recycle their mattresses and box springs when they reach the end of life.
You mean to say bye-bye mattress? See what I did there?
Yeah. Say bye-bye mattress and go to byebyemattress.com. We have a locator tool there and they could type in their zip code and it will inform them of the local drop-off. You know, it's free drop-off of Connecticut recycling recyclable mattresses, and we're in just about all of the transfer stations throughout the state or DPW yards or wherever exactly is set up in your municipality. And you know, should you not find something on the locator, you know, my contact information is there too. So they could reach out to me and we'll find them the best spot.
The Bye Bye Mattress Program has actually recycled over 900,000 mattresses in Connecticut, and that equates to more than 15,000 tons diverted from the Connecticut waste stream for recycling since 2015, right? That's incredible.
Thank you. We're very proud of the accomplishments we've made to date. You know, it's exciting to be so close to a million. And yeah, we've made a tremendous impact and kept all those tons out of the waste stream. And you know, 75% of a mattress plus is recyclable. And so, you know, we're able to keep those from being wasted and give them a second life as a recycled product.
How important is this? Because, you know, again, all these years you don't think about mattresses. And so you think of all the mattresses that haven't been recycled. Where do they go and how long do they take to break down?
Buried in a landfill. You know, I've seen reports of just newspapers and things like that taking, you know, years upon years to to break down in that kind of environment. You know, most of the trash here in Connecticut goes to waste energy plants, so it gets burned and they, you know, try to recuperate some energy for that. But I mean, those 900,000 mattresses, if you laid them end to end, they would cross the state of Connecticut, you know, over nine times, closing in on 10. So, I mean, it's a substantial amount of material that we've been able to get out of the waste stream and get recycled.
A really great thing to bring up, because again, we're talking about recycling and there's really not much we can't recycle, right? I mean, and everything that we can do, it's really our duty to do so, to be kind to our earth. And, you know, through the pandemic and through people kind of stopping down, we saw all the, you know, if I have to point out any good that has come out of what we've learned in the pandemic, some of that has been a better way to treat our earth and our water and just really our surroundings, because we saw how good things got, you know, air quality and such. So why go back to bad habits when we can make a fresh new start now and start by recycling? And then, of course, thinking about recycling our mattresses, which, as you saw, a boom in the mattress industry during this pandemic because people were home a lot longer and you know, actually needing a really good and comfortable mattress. So once again, how can people get involved here in Connecticut?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. You know, we saw a lot of people investing in a good night's sleep and saying, you know, I'm spending a lot more time at home and in this bed and I want to be comfortable. You know, I think we're here to recycle, you know, all Connecticut mattresses and box springs. I mean, we work with the residents of the state. And like I said, we have collection points at many of the municipal transfer stations. So we have a nice, convenient access to a drop-off spot. If, you know, if you're a hotel or a college or, you know, some large institutional facility listening and you have mattresses disposed of because you're changing out rooms, you know, those are mattresses we too want to recycle. With any material, whether it be your mattress and box spring, which we're focused on, or you know, just the clothing or whatever you have. I mean, yeah, take that moment to think there's probably something better than just throwing in the trash. And you know, to talk to your municipal official and see what's available there to be recycled. And absolutely, you know, the mattresses and box springs we're here to help you with and make sure those don't become an eyesore to the to our environment.
We want to thank our guest today from the Mattress Recycling Council, Dan McGowan, the Northeast Program Coordinator, for all the information. You can go to mycommunityaccess.com. And let's not throw our mattresses on the curb anymore. Let's recycle, right? That's a good way to end this, right?
Absolutely, Renee. Thank you so much.